We learned already in Shulchan Aruch, based on Shittat HaRambam and Shin Zayin Halakha Aleph, that something that's forbidden to do on Shabbat, whether it's forbidden mid'oraita, whether it's forbidden mid'rabbanan, so it's forbidden to talk about it on Shabbat, for example, to say that you're going to do this item tomorrow. Since you cannot do it today, you cannot talk about doing it tomorrow. So we said in yesterday's daily halakha, a person can't say, yeah, you know, tomorrow I'm going to drive somewhere, tomorrow I'm going to fly to this place, tomorrow I have to paint the house, tomorrow I have to do some electrical work, because these things are forbidden to do on the day itself. The question is that the Aharonim discussed, what about if it's a Surah Mitzvah? For example, can a person come along and say, tomorrow I'm going to write a Sefer Torah, tomorrow I'm going to go circumcise a child, or different types of mitzvot, you know, he's going to drive because he has to go to fly to Los Angeles to go to a wedding, and different things like this, is it permissible to talk about in Yanim of Surah Mitzvah? The Magen Abraham said it's Asur. That Surah Mitzvah doesn't matter. If the item is Asur on Shabbat, like writing a Sefer Torah, so therefore you cannot talk about it, or to buy lulav, or to buy an etrog, which you would not be able to do on Shabbat, even though it's a mitzvah. Oh, I'm going to build my sukkah. Building a sukkah is a mitzvah, but you can't build it on Shabbat. So the Magen Abraham says, you cannot say, tomorrow I'm going to go, what are you doing Sunday? Oh, tomorrow I'm spending the morning, I'm going to build my sukkah. The Magen Abraham says, you're not allowed to say that on Shabbat. The Eliyahu Rabbah argues. Eliyahu Rabbah says, mutar, and that's the opinion as well as the Birkei Yosef, the Hida, that Surah Mitzvah is permissible to talk. And that's the way the Aruch HaShulchan holds as well. The Aruch HaShulchan says, just like Hefseh Shamayim is permissible, for example, I'm allowed to walk to the end of the city so I could be ready to leave the city on Motzei Shabbat to do a mitzvah. Even though when I'm walking on Shabbat, I'm doing it, I'm walking to the end of the city to do something for Motzei Shabbat that's forbidden on Shabbat. I cannot do what I want to do on Shabbat, but I'm allowed to walk to the end of the city so I can be at the end of the city to run out right after Shabbat because it's a mitzvah. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, what's the difference between Hafseh Shamayim, that's Mutal Tzorech Mitzvah, then Dibur Tzorech Mitzvah? Although the Shemirat Shabbat Kilcheta answers that question from Hashem Zalman Oyebach. Hashem Zalman Oyebach says there's a difference. By walking to the end of the city, at least I'm accomplishing something for the mitzvah. But just talking that I'm going to write a Sefer Torah, what does that accomplish? It doesn't accomplish anything. So therefore, could be Dibur Tzorech Mitzvah is worse than Hafseh Mitzvah. Anyway, it's a big mahluka, as we explained. The way we solve it is through a compromise that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Hacham Avajal Hashem agrees with this compromise. Is that really the Ketayla, one should not talk even the Tzorech Mitzvah if it's Asur. However, if by talking about it, it's going to give the person motivation, lizidruzeh, it's going to give the guy a motivation to do it. After all, if a person says he's going to do something, now he feels obligated. It's like a neder. And therefore, lizidruzeh nafsheh, it'll be permissible. That's the Shittat the Torah Shabbat, and Mishnah Berurah brings it down as well. So therefore, halakha lemaaseh. Dibur letzorech hold bidibur bidibur asur, for example, something that's forbidden to do on Shabbat, all the poskim say it's asur. Shulchan Aruch in Shin Zayin Halacha Aleph. Dibur mitzvah letzorech machar, machloket acharonim between the Magen Abraham and the Birkei Yosef. Lahalacha, one should be mahmir not to talk even tzorech mitzvah that's asur, unless it's lezeruzeh nafsheh.